here's a story from The World.
This month, Germany released a stimulus plan to help the country recover from its coronavirus lockdown. The nearly $150 billion plan is being called one of the greenest in the world. Big pots of money are going to public transportation, electric vehicles, and renewable energy. Notably missing in the automotive heartland of Europe, money for the auto industry to shore up the business of making gas-powered vehicles. Here to discuss this is Inside Climate News reporter Dan Guarino. Were you surprised to see that there were no bailout funds for the powerful German auto industry, Dan, except for electric vehicles?
Yes, it certainly does at this point look like things are different. This is not the way it would have gone 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Yeah, this is different.
Germany is known as a leader in the transition to renewable energy. In a recent article, you argue that despite great progress in renewables, the biggest block to even greater energy progress in Germany has been the automobile industry. So what is the history behind why the German car industry has so much power in Germany?
The German car industry is at the heart of German culture. This was a major source of jobs. It was a major engine for the economy. When the country was making this broad shift to clean energy, it's as if they couldn't bring themselves to realize that that meant the automotive sector needed to change in a really big way.
How precisely were efforts to cut emissions undermined because of the political power of the auto industry?
The EU is leading the way in terms of carbon emission regulations. Now, Germany plays a oversized role in that. In a case of the German auto industry, they had this gigantic benefit, this gigantic help in keeping those rules weak, which is that the German government was essentially acting like an advocate in a way that undermined the process.
I guess a turning point for all of this came after the VW so-called clean diesel scandal. That was in 2015. Remind us what happened then and how that set off a national policy change in Germany.
Volkswagen was talking about so-called clean diesel, this incredibly environmentally friendly technology, but they were cheating the emissions testing. And they seemed to think that they would never get caught. But of course, they were caught in 2015. I spoke with Dorothy Zahr, a staff member for one of the leading environmental advocacy groups in Germany, about what the diesel scandal meant.
That really caused a trembling. People became quite angry because they saw they're being betrayed, so to speak.
No longer was the German government and its auto industry in lockstep. All of a sudden, you were seeing the government act more like a government should when dealing with the leading industry. The automakers, led by Volkswagen in many ways, said that they were going to much more aggressively pursue electric vehicles. A key moment here is in 2019 when Herbert Diess, the chief executive of Volkswagen, made an announcement that the company wanted to make a much more swift transition to electric vehicles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Volkswagen will change fundamentally. Some of you may still be rubbing your eyes in amazement, but there's no question, this supertanker is picking up speed.
So what does it signal, do you think, for the future of the car industry in Germany, the shift that you're describing?
Germany is now moving forward toward building the cars of the future. This is a dramatically different environment, and it makes it so that you can see the potential for Germany's auto industry to be a world leader 20 years from now, 30 years from now, in a way that was difficult to imagine before.
Dan Guarino is an energy reporter with Inside Climate News. You can read his story on Germany, cars, and climate policy at theworld.org. Dan, good to speak with you again. Thank you.
Thank you.